You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You too were in prison. How long were you in prison for?
A little over 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
Do you want it to, and you don't have to talk, anything I ask you, you don't have to be specific, or you can. We're just here to give glory to the Lord
absolutely.
Today.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen.
What were you in there for?
Robbing a gas station.
Robbing
at gunpoint.
What'd you need the money for, drugs?
Drugs.
Were you addicted?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and more than just drugs, just that lifestyle, the street lifestyle, chasing money and things and material. And to be recognized and, a lot of stuff that I did also was for, just the thrill, the excitement, the adrenaline of living that lifestyle of crime and,
I ran into a guy from the cartel recently, and he's written a book now. And he was converted to Jesus. Well, he was down in Miami swimming in the water. He's married, had five lady friends on the side. He's in the water. I don't know why he did this, but all of a sudden there were other people from Canada that were swimming next to him. And he said, I'm really miserable. I have a horrible life. And they went up to the hotel room. They told him all about Jesus. And he prayed to the Lord and got born again right there.
Oh, my God.
And he got out of the cartel. So I said,
powerful.
Yeah, he's got a book out. And I met him. They might be making a major motion picture out of this story. But I said, I always wanted to ask somebody in the cartel, you're making millions of dollars. I said, why not just say, okay, I got a few million. Get out of here.
Right.
Put it in the bank. Invest it. Go live like a king. Go to the beach. Have fun. Party hardy. I said, why do you not get out? He says, you want more.
Yeah.
More. It blinds you more. You could get away. You got enough. I wanted more. Is that what happened with you?
Yes.
So how much did you get out of that gas station?
Less than $500.
Less than $500. And so, but you got convicted. How'd they catch you?
I had co-defendants, and they told on me.
Why'd they do that? They got caught?
I'm not sure. I think they wanted to get a reward. So
they, but they were with you.
Yeah.
Did they get the reward?
There's no love in that lifestyle.
Why are you the bad guy? I thought there was honor among thieves.
No,
Bob Dylan said, you must be honest to live outside the law.
Yeah. I tell you, there's definitely no honor there. As much as people might be swayed by that deception, we know even from a, spiritual sense, just like Jesus and Judas, Judas walked right next to Jesus, but yet betrayed him, for 30 pieces of silver.
Yeah.
So in that lifestyle, when you're running under the influence of demonic oppression or possession, people are in it for themselves, and they don't care. They'll sell you out for a dollar, And I believe, personally, that it was all part of God working everything together for my good to bring me to the place where he has brought me today, even out of that darkness and living that lifestyle of, I think I shared that with you before, Rhett, that lifestyle of, that I saw growing up in the movies and being portrayed in, and the theaters and, just that gangster lifestyle, that mentality of, get rich or die trying, or living a lifestyle that is according to, an imagination that comes from just like the enemy tempted Jesus with, all these things I will give you if you bow down and worship me. And at an early age, I took on that mentality and that persona, fast life, fast cars, fast money, but it definitely didn't go the way that I planned it, thank God, and where the enemy came in to steal my life and destroy my life, literally, because it could have. At the beginning, I was facing three life sentences.
Three life sentences?
Three life sentences.
Why? You didn't kill anybody, did you?
No, but I was charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a firearm and mask, armed robbery, and robbery with a deadly weapon and mask. From the concealment of my face to pulling the firearm, each one is punishable by life. They're all PBLs according
to... What's PBL mean?
Punishable by life.
Oh.
And I was just thinking about this the other day, just about how good God has been and how he could allow me to...
You could still be in jail now for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. They could have charged me to the highest degree of the law and the statute of what it carries with those types of crimes. Mm-hmm. They could have convicted me of that, rightly so, with the amount of evidence that they had. And there would have been nothing that I really could have defended in my case against them convicting me because of the evidence, the weight of the evidence that they had. And, you know, God definitely was intervening in that moment, which I didn't know at that time that my life would, you know, end up where it is today. I definitely wasn't seeking God. I wasn't looking for the Lord. I was very, very angry and very hostile towards the world and towards people. And my lifestyle of darkness was only progressing. And had God not allowed me to... you know, end up in jail or prison, there's no doubt that I would have ended up dead or I would have ended up with life sentences because there was nothing, no consequences. Consequences didn't scare me. I died several times. It didn't stop me.
How'd you die?
Overdoses.
Did they use that new pen or whatever it is they stick into?
No, they didn't have that then. It was CPR. And I really believe that it was supernatural, that God literally preserved my life. When the amount of times that I had heart failure, you know, even with nobody being around, and just God just having a purpose to preserve my life, to testify to his power and his glory and his praise. And, you know, so I believe even in all that, you know, with those people telling on me and everything and being angry at them and upset with them. And I really believe that God had a plan through it all, you know. And, you know, there's no way that I could have dreamed up the life that I have today, you know, as far as being... you know,
come out smelling like a rose or beauty for ashes, as the Bible says.
Absolutely.
Now you got this beautiful son sitting in front of me here, Joshua, who's on fire for the Lord, has had his own experience being converted to God. You have a beautiful wife.
Yes.
You have a daughter.
Oh, yeah. And 2 daughters.
Oh, you have 2 daughters?
2 daughters and 2 sons.
Oh, I didn't know you had another son, too.
Yep. He's older, 19. Yes.
Does he come to the church or no?
Yeah, he comes. He doesn't attend, but he comes in visits, and he used to attend, but as he got older, he's kind of exploring right now. You know, he's 19 years old. He works at Home Depot, and he comes to the cafe sometimes and eats lunch and stuff like that. He's currently...
You have 4 children.
4 children.
And this all happened after you got out of prison and got converted.
Yes.
Wow.
And 2 children are through marriage, so that's another testimony. They call me dad, you know, and,
oh, so they were your wife's children.
Yes.
And then you had 2 more children with your wife.
Right, right.
And that's Joshua and who?
Brooke.
Brooke, the daughter.
So okay. My wife has a powerful testimony as well, right here in Vero Beach, you know, single mom.
Give us the version you can give of that. She's not here today.
So single mom, you know, trying to make ends meet. She went through the academy, became a correction officer at 18 to provide for her children.
Now, by academy, you mean what?
Police academy.
Yeah, okay. Police academy. Worked for the Department of Corrections and... you know, there was nobody really there to assist or help her. Dad ran off. And, so she was just, you know, as any single mom, just doing her best to raise 2 kids in today's day and age, which is very challenging, even with 2 parents, let alone being a single mom.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
you know, she did it. You know, she worked midnights, and she got a house. She provided for those children. And somebody invited her to a local church here off 43rd. And she, you know, kind of was just looking for a place to have for her children to be in a good, safe environment. So that's what kind of she was looking for. And somebody gave their testimony one night right here at Christian Alliance. And that night, back in 2006, which was a year after I was converted at Okeechobee. So I came to know the Lord in 2005. And 2006, she was working in the Indian River County Jail. And somebody invited her to church. And she walked up to the altar that night after the testimony and asked Jesus to come into her heart and her life, even though she was raised Catholic and went to an all-girls Catholic high school. She really had a genuine encounter with Jesus and began her journey.
Wow.
And God brought us together when I got out, and we met at Calvary Chapel off Oslo Road, and had no idea, really, you know. We knew that God had...
Wait, there's a Calvary Chapel in Oslo? Because I know there's a Calvary Chapel downtown.
Oslo Middle. So it used to be at Oslo Middle.
Oh.
Before it moved
over.
Oh,
before they got the building.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we met there.
I knew the founder of that, Chuck
Smith.
Yeah.
Yep.
I actually had breakfast with him a couple times. What a gentle, beautiful man. Did you see the Jesus Revolution?
Yes, that movie was awesome.
What'd you think of that?
That movie was amazing.
I've seen it twice already.
Yeah, the powerful testimonies that have went into it, and with the whole movement, really, it was just awesome.
It's wild, and it came out. They were working on that for 8 years, and it happened to come out right when that whole thing was going down up in Kentucky where the Holy Spirit, Asbury, is that wild?
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
I need the every hour, most gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine.